Okay, let's go. It's late. Okay, Teda Ard, Lech Lecha, page Yud Gimel. Bottom of the second column. Let's turn this Maimer, which is set at Brisson, between today and tomorrow. We'll finish it. Maybe more. Okay, the Pasuk says, Ba'etzim, Yem Ezen Nimal Avram. In the middle of this day, Avram Avinu circumcised himself. Like Hashem told him that he should have a bris. So he says, L'hovin HaKush HaShin Yiske B'Sfarim. To understand the question asked in Sfarim, Mepnei Malei Mol Avram Avinu Esatz Mekedem. Why didn't Avram Avinu give himself a bris before Hashem commanded him to? Why? Because Shekim Kol HaTeira Kol HaShlein Nitma. Avram Avinu kept the whole Teira before it was given, even the mitzvahs, eight of Tefshilin, okay? And even the mitzvah, meaning even rabbinic mitzvahs, Avram Avinu kept. So such an important mitzvah, bris milah, why didn't he do it before Hashem told him to do? He says, love and zed, the famous question everybody asks, why didn't Avram Avinu, if he kept Teira, do a bris earlier? He says, love and zed, tzarech l'ahav and tchila inyan amila. First, we have to understand the whole concept of bris milah. He makes it lay the shemayim he. Pasuk says Teira is not in the heaven. Lema to say mi yale lanu hashemayim. Who's going to go up to the heaven to get it? Right, that's what the pasuk says. And the pasuk concludes kariv elach adavim eid. It's very close and easy for somebody to do it. But he says these words mi yale lanu hashemayim. So the first four letters, the first letter of each four words is Mem Yud Lamed Hey, which is Mila. And the last letters of each one is Yud Kei Vav Kei. Mi is Yud, Yahale, Lonu, Hashemayma. So therefore it's Yud Kei Vav Kei. So these four words, Mi, Yahale, Lonu, Hashemayma, who's going to go up to the heaven, is the first letter is Mila, and the last letter is Yud Kei Vav Kei. Which, by the way, implies, it's self-understood, that you have the first letters versus the last letters of the word. First letters are greater than the last letters, because it's first. Which means, if the first letters are Mila, and the last letters is Yud Kei Vav Kei, that means the level of Mila is even greater, as I'll explain, than Yud Kei Vav Kei, than the name of Hashem. He says, V'inyan, the inyan is like this. V'hine, tchi, l'ksiv, first the pasuk says, Umalte mes'orles levavchem. In Chumash, there's a pasuk, Hashem says to the Jewish people, you should circumcise the foreskin of your heart. You should do it. Umaltem, you should do it. Another pasuk says, Umal Hashem alokechas levavcha. Hashem is going to circumcise your heart. So the question is, are you circumcising your heart, or is Hashem circumcising? Who is doing it, you or Hashem? And it says, Peter's explanation is Sheyesh Beis Bechinas Mila. There's two levels of Bris Mila. There's a Bris Mila we do, and there's a Bris, meaning spiritual. There's a Bris Mila we do, and there's a Bris Mila that Hashem does. Achasim Momata Lamaila. One is from us to Hashem, meaning Shatzrich Manullah Molasar Lassalav. We need to circumcise the heart. Like we learned yesterday, I believe, what does it mean, the circumcision of the heart? Okay, there's no foreskin on the heart. But like it says, sometimes the heart becomes lev ha'evin, becomes a heart of rock. What does it mean, a heart of rock? That normally when you pour water on something, let's say, it penetrates it. But if it's stone, then it bounces off it. So sometimes you have intellect creating emotions, like we discussed last night in Tanya. The seichel creates midas. Sometimes, though, you have the intellectual understanding, and it doesn't create the midas. It doesn't create the feelings. So what's wrong with that? There's a few explanations of what can go wrong. Number one, like he says, you can have a stone heart. So yeah, the intellect, spiritually speaking, the intellect is coming down to the emotions, but it's bouncing off it. It doesn't penetrate the heart, that the feelings should be like the intellect is. It's one thing that he's saying here. B'chlau, in other places in Chassidus, it says, because between the intellect and the heart is the narrowness of the throat, called in Hebrew, Meitzer Hagorim. the narrowness of the garden, which is the throat. Which means, which by the way, is the same letters as ha'oref, the back of the neck, which are the same letters as pari. Meitzer ha'gon is the concept of mitzrayim, limitation, compression, tzar, narrowness. Sometimes there's a blockage from the head to the heart in the narrowness of the throat, so to speak. It doesn't allow it to come through. We're talking all spiritually, obviously. So therefore, what do you need to do? You need to, in this case, Alter Rebbe says, you need to circumcise the heart. What does it mean, removing the foreskin, removing the stone covering, remove the stone heart, so to speak, and then the intellect can flow into the heart. So he says, well, inyan, what is this inyan of Mila? From our perspective, that's inyan of tshuva. Tshuva, that's from us going up. The Pasuk says, the shaft that avaya lekecha, the kiyamat Torah mitzvahs, returning to Hashem through Torah mitzvahs, v'amid azali chazal say, im Yisrael eisim tshuva, if the yidin do tshuva, nigolim deridim, v'im lavin, if not, ainu nigolim. So in other words, how do we get out of this mess of galus, so to speak? We need to do tshuva. V'acha kibbutz galus. And after kibbutz galus, it says, then Hashem says, okay, I'm going to bring you to the good land and I'm going to make it good for you. Yeah? So therefore, we have this level of the Orlas Halev, which doesn't let us fulfill Torah mitzvahs properly. So we need to do tshuva, the bris, so to speak, from lower to us, our level of bris milan ourselves, you should circumcise your heart. And this, the mila m'mayla l'mat, and then, after the level of tshuva, Hashem gives us a bris. What does that mean? Hashem will circumcise your heart. That means there's a certain level of circumcision we could do, and then there's a level of circumcision which is beyond our doing. When we do it, our part, then Hashem does His part. Like we learn many times by Shavuos, so a Jew could only reach 49 levels of Kedusha. So the 49 days of Svita is as much as a Jew is able to attend, to reach, attain. But comes Shavuos, the 50th day, that comes Fayedat Hashem al Har Sinai. That Hashem does. But like we learned, Moshe Rabbeinu reached 49 levels of Kedusha, but he didn't reach the 50th. But the Chasreu Ma'at Melekim, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, he was missing a little bit from God. Why? Because a person could only reach a certain amount through Avodah. But when Hashem sees a person does the Avodah of 49 levels, meaning the ultimate level of Bris Mila, so to speak, on our part, so then the 50th level comes as a gift from Hashem. Like it said, Moshe Rabbeinu died buried in Har Nevoi, Nun Boi. So then, by death, he was given a gift from above of this level of Bris Mila. And that's what it says, Tiv Chamiyavi Secha. Make it even better than your forefathers, Marav Tuv Chashet Safanta, which is the abundance of good which was hidden, Kibbe Meisha, because it says, Meisha Shenei Lad Mol, Meisha Ben, who was born circumcised, the Gemara says, it says, Ateda Eise Ki Tevhu. When Meisha Rabbeinu was born, it said, Meisha Yocheved saw that it was good. So it says in the Gemara, a whole bunch of midrashim, a bunch of opinions, what does it mean good? One is the house filled up with light, because it's a vayar al-kim, it's a erki teiv. Another opinion, the Gemara says, that he was born circumcised. Now, that level of bris, if you're born circumcised, obviously you didn't do it. It's a gift from above. Nevertheless, the halacha is you still have to do something. It's called a tafas dam bris. Because you have to do it, you need your own avayda too. You can't just have a gift from Hashem. Therefore, halachically, yeah, somebody's born circumcised, it's a high level, like Moshe Rabbeinu, or David and Melech, or the various different opinions about different people, but it still has to be. So he says, there's a level of Mila that says, I will bring you to the land, v'hitivchan, I'll make it good, Tev. What's the level of Tev? Like by Moshe Rabbeinu, that may live more. But that's the level of Mila that comes from above. That's Hashem's doing. Behainu shebchinas mila rishayna, the lower level of mila, the first level of mila, shemimata lamayla. From our doing lower to higher, there's a level of serusa de lasata. And that's the aveda from below. Serusa de la'ela, and awakening from above, is anayla bechinas somol Hashem abkechas levocha. That's the level of Hashem circumcising our heart. Okay? So the Rebbe is explaining very simple. There's two levels in Mila. There's a Mila we do, our Aveda and the Tshuva, and then there's a Mila that Hashem does after we do our Aveda. So he says now, Hine, Amila Shnia Hazeis. After the second, about concerning the second level of Mila, Shia La'achar Kibbet Golis, which will be after the gathering of the Golis, meaning when Mashiach comes, and after the Kima Teira Kula. Then the pasuk says, "Miyalulano Hashemayim." Okay. In other words, if you look in the Chumash, the pasuk says like this: when you will do tshuva, then Hashem will bring you back to the land, which he said before is the mila from above. And then the pasuk says, "Miyalulano Hashemayim." Then the pasuk says, "Who is going to, you know, going to go up to the heaven?" Which is, like he said, the acronym of mila. What does that mean? That he says, Rosh HaTeira Shila Maile Melchina Sateira, which is even higher than the level of Teira. Why? Because Teira and Teira, it says, Leiba Shemayim Hi. Teira is not in the heavens. Yeah? But what's Bris Mila? Mi Yalo Lono HaShemayimah. Who's going to go up to the heaven? And it's interesting, there's a maimah from the Friedrich Rebbe that says, and it says by Yaakov Avinu, but he also says there's a word sulamutz of arza v'reishim agiya hashemayma. By Yaakov Avinu's dream, right? So it says there was a sulam, a ladder, mutz of arza, standing on the ground, and the ladder touched hashemayma, the heaven. But grammatically, the Torah could have said, Sulam Musav Eretz, Vereshim Agia Hashemayim. So the Friedrich Rebbe says in the Maimer, Artsa makes it lower than Eretz, and Hashemayim means higher than Shemayim. So when it says by Bris Mila, Mi Yalalonu Hashemayim, it means that's the level after the Jews do tshuva and keep Torah mitzvahs. So then they reach a higher level. Torah loy b'shamayim. Torah is not in heaven. Torah is down here on earth. But mila that Hashem does, that is a level that reaches miyal alonu hashamayim, even higher than Torah. And as we know, Torah is called Torah Hashem. Torah of Yudkei Vavkei. So Torah is connected to Yudkei Vavkei. The four letters, the four worlds, Shat, Remez, Rusod. But then the level of Mila is Hashemayma, the first letters of the word that's even higher than Teira. So he says, Kal Teira, Namalei B'Shemayim, Yishinish, Belis, Tamata, Dafka, Teira. Dafka comes down here. It's like it says, Kaniske, B'Gemara, like the Gemara says. We mentioned this by one of the classes lately. Rabbi Yeshua, there was a fight between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Mentioned it last Monday night, I think. Not just a week ago. So there's a fight between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua about an oven, tar, tamay, the whole story over there. Oh, when we were learning about Tachnun last Wednesday night. So it says over there that he said, let the carob tree uproot itself, let the walls of the Beis Medrash cave. Anyway, then he said, the Eliezer said, if I'm right, let a voice come out from heaven and say I'm right. So a voice came out from heaven and said, Rabbi Eliezer is always right. And so Rabbi Yeshua said, unaffected labor shemayimi. Torah is not in the heaven. Torah is no jurisdiction in the heaven. Torah is only on earth. Meaning, only Beis Din has an ability to decide Torah. Like it says, when the Malachim come to Hashem, when's Rosh Hashanah? Hashem says, I don't know, whenever Beis Din down here on earth makes a Rosh Hashanah, we have Rosh Hashanah. I don't know. It's not up to me. Once Torah was given at Matan Torah, it's led by Shemayimi. Torah has no jurisdiction. To the extent that even if a voice comes out from heaven and says, this is the halacha, you don't listen to it. And that's why over there, the Gemara says the expression, Natschuni banai natschuni. And that Gemara Bar Metzia, with the story with Rabbi Lezer and Bishua. So the Gemara says, Hashem came, Kachayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem smiled, that's the expression of the Gemara, Hashem smiled, and said, Natschuni banai natschuni, my children were victorious over me. They made a ruling, because halacha follows Rabbi Yeshua, not Rabbi Eliezer. So even though a voice came out from heaven and said, the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer, the halacha is not like Rabbi Eliezer. So the question, 1 second. So the question is, God himself says, what do you mean? He wrote the book. Hashem said, Natchuni banai natchuni. Why? Because Torah is not anymore in Shemayim. The jurisdiction of Torah is only on earth. Yet, Mila, the second, the higher level of Mila that Hashem does, Mi Yal Alonu HaShemayimo, not only Shemayim, but HaShemayim, even higher than Shemayim, is even higher than Torah. And that's why, by the way, I mean, it's there, but that's why Bris Mila desecrates Shabbos. If that's in the eighth day, natural birth, right, all the halachas, so then you do a Bris and Shabbos, which is mamish desecration of Shabbos. It's Chilu Shabbos. So the question, how could you do it? Because Shabbos is a level of seven, which is week, time.
Nature.
Mila is eight, which is supernatural. So therefore it's greater than Shabbos, so it even puts you off Shabbos.
There's a lot of people here this Batko, Rabbeinu. They say this is not the halacha.
No, a lot of people who got off today.